姐妹，感谢神能够跟你们一起在这里敬拜。
Thank God that once again that I can worship with you.
我想我们这两天看到这个新闻。
So in this past 2 days, we have learned from the news.
那么我们心里面应该是很沉重啊。
So our hearts are heavy.
我们听见打仗的风声。
We hear the war. The noises of the war.
那么我们在这里好像很平静。
We are seem to be very peaceful here.
但是我们也不知道。
But we also know.
但是我们真的是心里面要盼望主耶稣他再来。
We really should hope for the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly.
如果不是你为我们预备了天上各样属灵的福气，
If not, you have prepared us such a spiritual blessings.
我们也不可能被因信称义。
We cannot become justified by faith.
我们也不可能成为你的儿子。
We cannot become your children, sons.
我们更不可能让我们的罪得到赦免。
Even more, we cannot be forgiven of our sins.
我们看见这个世界上所发生的事情。
As we see the things that are happening in this world,
我们真的是心里面知道你是唯一的一个答案。
We are more convinced that you are the only answer.
不管是公义也好。
Oh Lord, it's the righteousness.
或者是人觉得不公正也好。
Or if people do not feel just.
或者是我们的仇敌。
Or our enemies.
或者是我们在这个世界上所碰到的一些苦难。逼迫
or the trials and persecutions that we face in this world.
我们知道只有你自己才是答案。
We know that only your name is the answer.
我们知道你是公义的。
We know you are righteous.
你再来的时候要把你的公义显明出来。
And when you come again, you shall reveal your righteousness.
我们为着那些家人，我们祷告。
We pray for those family members.
他们心里面的伤痛，我想只有你自己知道。
We know that only you know what happened.
我们也为着我们所支持的宣教士在那边祷告。
We also thank you, pray for the missionaries that we have supported.
求你自己保护他们，保守他们。
May you protect them, keep them.
因为他们是你的使者。
Because they are your ambassadors.
主，我们真的是说，我们盼望你快来。
Oh Lord, we really hope that you will come back soon.
我们谢谢你给我们这样子的指望。
We thank you for giving such a hope.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我听到这个，看到这个消息之后。
After I received the news,
我就想到圣经上告诉我们，真的是主耶稣说他来之前，我们要听见打仗和打仗的风声。
So we remember that Jesus told us before he comes again, there shall be war in this world.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
People against people, nations against nations.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的是要警醒。
So we really need to be alert.
这不是我今天要跟你们讲的。
This is not my topic today.
请你们还是翻到马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
这个可以是登山宝训前面主耶稣讲的很多的道理已经做了一个结束。
Here it can be the conclusion of all the truth that the Lord Jesus spoke in the Sermon on the Mount.
他把我们带到一个地方。
He brought us to a place.
让我们面对两扇门。
So we are facing with two gates.
那么一个门是窄的。
One is a narrow.
另外一个门是宽的。
The other one is wide.
然后这个窄门后面有一条路。
And there's a way behind the narrow gate.
他说这个路是小的。
And this way that is narrow.
那么然后这个宽大的路呢，宽大的门呢，后面也有一条路。
And there is also a way behind the wide gate.
这个路是大的。
And the gate, the way was broad.
他告诉我们选的人也多，进去的人也多。
He told us people entering it are plenty.
然后他说另外这个窄门呢，找到的人很少。
He says that the few people can find the narrow gate.
我们可以想象哈，想象我们听完了前面他所讲的，我们花了很长一段时间，所以我想你们大概都忘记了哈。但是他把我们带到最后，让我们面对两个门。
So now we can imagine that finally he brought us facing these two gates.
我想我们先复习一下我们前面所讲过的哈。
I think we should review what we have discussed before.
或许能够帮助我们明白什么到底主耶稣讲的窄门是什么意思。
It may help us understand what's the meaning of the narrow gate.
那么我们从第五章一开始哈，第三节他就告诉我们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So at the very beginning in chapter 5 verse 3, he says, "Blessed are those who are pure in heart, because the kingdom is theirs."
然后接下去他讲了很多很多哈。
And he continued.
一直到第十节，他说：“为义受逼迫的人有福了。”
And took it to verse 10, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom.
他说：“人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、虐造各样的坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。”
Blessed are you when man acts insults at you, casts insults at you.And persecute you.
他不但这样讲，他还叫我们应当欢喜快乐。
Not only he said that, he also told us we should be joyful.
我想这个门不是很宽哈。
I think this gate is not very wide.
然后接下去我们就看见他告诉我们在第二十节，他说：“你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义。”断不能进天国。
So in verse 20, he says, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
然后他就告诉我们要，不可以随随便便骂我们的弟兄哈。
And then he told us we should not.Carelessly insult our brothers.
要爱我们的，就是说，不要有仇恨哈。
So there should not be any hatred.
我觉得这也是一个窄门呢。
This is a narrow gate.
然后我们再看到，他就告诉我们说，不可以奸淫。
And they told us not to commit adultery.
他说：“如果你的右眼叫你跌倒，你就把它挽出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里面。”
So if your right eye causes you to sin, you should cut it out and throw it. So do not let your body fall into sin.
如果右手叫你跌倒，就把它砍掉。
If your right arm causes you to fall, then cut it off.
当然，主耶稣不是真的是，就是说叫你把它砍掉啊。
Of course, he's not literally saying that.
如果真的是这样的话，我们每一个人都是只有左手在这个世界上活着。
Then we will only have left hand to live.
但是他让我们知道，这个路很窄。
He tells us this way is very narrow.
然后他又告诉我们，是就说是，不是就说不是。
And then he said, "Let your yes be yes and no be no."
你只要多说一点，就是出于那个恶者。
So if you say any more, that comes from the evil one.
他就是叫我们诚实。
He told us to be honest.
这也是一个窄路。
This is also a narrow road.
为什么？因为世界上不是这样子的。
Because the world is not like this.
对不对？我们撒点小谎很容易的。
So it's very easy to speak a small lie.
你们同意吗？
Do you agree?
其实我们撒谎很容易的。
It's easy for us to lie.
然后他告诉我们说关于跟仇敌之间的问题。
And he taught us relationship with our enemies.
我们世界上的人说，他说你要以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
So according to the world, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
但是呢，他告诉我们，他说要爱你的邻舍，啊，不是。要爱你的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
So Jesus told us, you ought to love your neighbor and pray for those who persecute you.
世界上是告诉我们要爱那些爱你的人。
So the world tells us to爱 those who love you.
要恨你的仇敌。
And hate your enemy.
我自己这一次听到这个事情的时候。
So when I first heard this,
哇，我心里面很气愤啊。
I was very angry.
我就想想这跟我有什么关系啊？
See, what is in any relationship with me?
但是当我想到他们所做的事情的时候，
And when I think of the things that I do,
哎，我心里面真的是想说，哎呀，真的是希望神啊做一些什么事情。
I begin to think what to do for the Lord.
很容易我们就掉进去了。
And very easy we fall into it.
这还跟我们没有什么关系的。
Even doesn't have any relationship with us.
但是如果跟我们是有关系的，什么事情发生在我们的亲人的身上，发生在我们家人的身上，我们的反应决定是不一样的。
So if this has true relationship with us, if it happened to our family members or relatives, then our reaction would be very different.
我就想到主耶稣他说，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
So I remember the Lord said that pray for those who persecute you and love your enemies.
因为世人不是这样子做的。
Because the world doesn't behave that way.
然后他又告诉我们，他说你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
And because you should be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
我觉得这也是一个窄路，一个窄门。
I think this is also a narrow gate.
然后进去之后，这一条窄路在前面。
And after you enter, there's a narrow road way before it.
然后接下去我们讲到三件事情。
Continue, he spoke three things.
他说施舍、祷告还有禁食。
It's charity and pray and fasting.
那么我们从圣经上面看，神主耶稣告诉我们说，他说。我自己的体会哈，这三件事情很容易让我们假冒为善。
My understanding, this is three things can easily cause us to be a hypocrite.
那么我们可以变成很虚。
So we can be only on the surface, superficial.
主耶稣让我们看见，我们做这些事情不是做给人看的。
The Lord Jesus taught us we don't do these things just to show people.
做给人看其实很容易啊。
It's easy to do things to show to the people.
是不是啊？
Is that right?
每个礼拜天我们来到这里哦，再加上礼拜五啊，每个礼拜五我们来到这里，然后礼拜天我们来到这里。
So we come here every Friday, every Sunday.
然后当这个奉献袋传到你面前的时候，那也是一个 temptation。
So when the offering bag comes before you, that's another temptation.
那个试探不是说你要从里面拿出来，而是你要放进去。
So the temptation is not to take money out of it, it's that you ought to put.
但如果说我们要给人看，
if we want to do it to show off to people,
我们很容易做。
We can easily do that.
但是做给神看不容易。
It's not easy to do it to show to God.
因为他不是看你的外表。
Because God doesn't look,
他不是看你外面所做的事情。
He doesn't look what you do outward.
他不是看你给多少。
He doesn't look at how much you give.
他也不是看你怎么祷告，祷告多少次。
He does not look at how many times you pray.
他也不是看你禁食有多少次。
He doesn't look at how many times you have fasted.
他看你的心。
He look at your heart.
我觉得这是一个很窄的一条路。
So I think this is a very narrow way.
然后他又告诉我们说，不要积财宝在地上。
And told us not to accumulate treasure on earth.
要积财宝在天上。
But accumulate treasure in heaven.
这也是一条小路。
This is also a narrow way.
他又告诉我们不要忧虑。
told us not to worry.
但是呢，偏偏就是我们常常做的。
But that happened to be what we often do.
他告诉我们要先求神的国和神的义。
So we want to seek the God's righteousness and God's kingdom.
那不是世界上的人所走的路子。
This is not what the world people would look at.
然后他又告诉我们说，要先除掉你自己眼中的一个大木头。
So you should take off the big lump in your eye.
所以才能够看得清你的弟兄姐妹他的眼中有一个很小很小的刺。
So that you may see a very tiny bit things in your friend's eyes.
这也不是世界上人的方法。
This is not also the worldly way to do it.
世界上人的方法是先看见人家的眼中有一个很大很大的木头。
So the worldly way is you see other people's eye, you see they have a big speck in there.
我自己眼里面只有很小很小的一根刺。
But in my eyes, I have only tiny, tiny one.
对不对？你有没有看到我们很习惯的小孩子两个人吵架打架，第一件事情先责怪对方。
So you see that when children who they fight, the first thing they accuse each other.
小朋友们，是不是
？Is that right?
He did it first.
Yeah, he did it first. 他先打的。
我们大人也是一样。
For us adults, the same.
夫妻吵架。
Quarreling between the couple.
谁的错
？Who's wrong?
所以有的时候，我有的时候会笑啊，因为我觉得小孩子是这样子，我们大人也是一模一样。
So that's why sometimes I laugh. The kids are that way, so are we adults the same.
这是一条窄路，一条小的路。
So this is a narrow way.
所以我们现在来看主耶稣，他带我们到了这个门口了。
So.Now let's look. We are brought to the front door.
他不是叫我们选择。
He's not asking us to choose.
他说你们要进窄门。
He says, enter the narrow gate.
我给的题目是说，耶稣说你们要进窄门。
So I give you the topic is Jesus said, entering the narrow gate.
因为这是一个命令。
Because this is a command.
不是你可以选择。
It's not your choice.
因为是生与死的关系。
It's the difference between life and death.
是永生和永死。
So it's either eternal life or eternal death.
是非常非常严重的一件事情。
It's a very serious thing.
如果你不听从他的。
If you do not obey him.
你不愿意，不要进这个窄门。
You don't want to enter the narrow gate.
那你就是进到了这个宽大的门。
Then you enter the wide gate.
结果是什么呢？
What's the result?
他就告诉我们说，结果是引到灭亡。
So that would lead to destruction.
这个灭亡是永远的灭亡。
That's eternal destruction.
进宽的门。
Enter the wide gate.
走宽的路。
Walk the wide way,
把我们带向灭亡。
Lead us to destruction.
这是主的警告。
That's the warning from the Lord.
我们现在把我们回到创世纪里面。
Let's go back to Genesis.
当神造了亚当之后，
After God created Adam,
他造了一个园子，把它放在里面。
Create a garden and place him.
然后他在园子里面有许许多多的树，那些树菜蔬都会结果子。
There are many many trees that can bear fruit.
他也放了一个生命树，还有一个知道善恶树的果子在里面。
He also placed a tree of life and a tree that knows have knowledge of good and evil.
主耶稣就跟他讲了一句话。
The Lord Jesus said one thing.
啊，对不起，神告诉他了一件事情。
So God told him only one thing.
创世纪第二章十七节。
It's in Genesis 2:17.
他说你不可吃那果子。
You should not eat that fruit.
哦，我把它前面简化了哈 ，OK。
I simplified it.
他说因为吃的日子必定死。
So because when you eat it, then day you shall die.
其实这是一个命令。
This is a command.
这不是神说啊，邀请他，或者是说啊，你可以想想看，你可以选择一下，没有的。
God did not invite him to think and choose.
因为他后面告诉他们，他说，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Because the day you eat it, you shall die.
亚当夏娃没有听。
But Adam and Eve did not listen.
夏娃先吃了那个果子。
So, Eve ate first.
然后她又给她的丈夫吃。
And she gave to her husband.
就给人类带来了最大的浩劫。
So that gave us the greatest trauma.
一直到今天，越来越厉害。
Even up to this day, it gets worse and worse.
从来没有变好过。
It had never been better. The world, it's always been worse.
那我们现在来看这个宽的门。
Let's look at the wide gate.
他说这个门，引到灭亡的那个门是宽的，路是大的。
So the gate that leads to destruction is wide, and the way is wide.
有很多人进到那个里面去。
And many people enter into it.
那这个大的就是说很容易的。
So when the way that is easy to walk onto.
很容易的。很舒服的。
It's very easy, very comfortable.
照着我们心里面所想的。
It just do everything according we think.
但是他引到去的，他说在那里面的人也很多。
That he said there are many people in it.
那么这个窄门呢
？How about the narrow gate?
他说这个门是窄的。
The gate is narrow.
路也是小的。
And the way is narrow too.
当我们讲到窄门的时候，
When we think about the narrow gate,
不只是刚才我们在回想这个登山宝训里面主耶稣所讲的这些事情。
Not only we think about the things that the Lord taught in the Sermon on the Mount.
其实主耶稣他让我们知道他是唯一的一条路。
Actually, Jesus is telling us he is the only way.
他就是那个窄门。
He is the narrow gate.
只有经过他才能够到永生的路。
Only through him we can enter into eternal life.
只有经过他才能够到父那里去。
Only through him we can get to the Father.
使徒行传那边告诉我们说，天下人间没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救。
In the book of Acts it says that there's no any other name from heaven that we can be saved.
所以这个门是窄的。
So this gate is narrow.
决定不是条条大路通罗马。
It's not every road leads to.
决定不是所有的宗教都讲的是一样的事情。
It's not all the religions are speaking.
有很多人批评基督教。
Some criticize Christianity.
你们为什么这么绝对？
Why are you so?
为什么不能够接纳别人
？Why can't you accept others?
我想主耶稣他如果真的是要一个很宽大、很宽大的路，很大很大的一个大厅的话
，If I think if the Lord wants a very broad way and huge,
有很多很多的人的话
，Yeah, he wants many many people.
他不会这样子讲的。
He would not talk like this.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣是很有智慧的。
So our Lord Jesus is very wise.
他知道我们人心里面在想什么。
He knows what we are thinking in our heart.
他可以讲一大堆事情，让我们很高兴的听，让我们很愿意的听。
He can speak many things, so we are willing and happy to hear.
但是他常常讲很多事情是我们很不愿意听的。
But he often tells us things that we really do not like to hear.
我们一听了就起反感。
Every time we hear it, we have negative feelings.
想想看
，Just think。
我们常常告诉人说，我自己做传道人啊，有时候劝一些人，一些特别是姐妹啊，姐妹在家里面受到伤害，我是说感这个心情上面的伤害。
So oftentimes when I work with people, particularly sisters, when they were hurt at home,
我就问她，我说你可不可以原谅她了
？So I ask her, can you forgive him?
大部分的反应都是说。好啊，好啊，我可以原谅他。
Most of reaction, yes, yes, I can forgive him.
真的吗
？Is that true?
我讲的是反面的啊。
I was talking.
大部分的人都是说，哇， 你不知道他有多恶啊。
Most people say no. You do you really know how bad?
你不知道他伤了我的心有多久啊。
You know how long has he been hurting me?
我真希望他能够，哇，下面的事情我们就不要讲了。
So I really hope whatever happens.
主耶稣不是这样讲。
But the Lord Jesus is not saying.
在登山宝训里面，我们都看到了。
So we have seen it in the Sermon on the Mount.
只有经过他才能够到神那里去。
Only through him we can get to the Father.
这门是窄的。
The gate is narrow.
接下去他说路是小的。
And then he says the road is narrow too.
这个小的很有意思。如果你去看 ESV, 我不知道张弟兄他的翻译是什么。那么他的翻译就是说 is hard.
So in the ESV translation, it's harder.
是要受苦的
so you have to suffer.
是会受逼迫的
It's going to be persecuted.
不是很舒服的不是很容易的
It's not a very easy, very comfortable.
然后他在这里告诉我们说我们要进窄门我们另外一件事情不是开始是很宽很宽
So we need to enter through the narrow gate, not with the wide one.
不是很容易，然后慢慢慢慢的变窄。
Not very easy, and then slowly become narrow.
一开始就是窄的。
At the beginning, it was narrow.
一开始就是小的。
At the very beginning, it's small.
这是很重要的一件事情。
That's a very important matter.
特别是当我们在跟人家传福音的时候。
Especially when we spread the gospel with people.
我们必须要告诉人家这样主耶稣的教导。
We must tell them the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
我们不要只是告诉他们说：“哎呀，很容易啦，你只要相信了，你只要觉知了，你就可以进去了。”
We cannot tell people that it's very easy. As long as you believe, you can enter it.
我把人家带进一个宽大的门里面。
Or we bring people into a wide gate.
也不需要对付罪
whether we don't need to know it's right or wrong
也不需只要信就行了
as long as you believe
信了就有了永生了
if you believe you have eternal life
信了之后很多的问题就解决了
as long as you believe all the things will be
不管是夫妻的问题也好儿女的问题也好
whether it's between a couple or a problem with the kids
问题就是常常他信了之后他发现他的问题要不然就是还在，要不然就是越来越厉害。
The problem is once after he believed, the same problem is still there, or even get worse.
当我们去传福音的时候，我们把这个掺杂了世界上的智慧和属世的动机的时候，我们给人家的印象就是信主耶稣是一个 very easy way.
Oftentimes, when we tell people about the gospel, we give them the impression that it's very easy to believe.
所以常常人的感觉就发现，哎呦，我信了主跟没有信主其实没有什么差别。
You give the impression to people that whether we believe or don't believe, there's not much differences.
我们给人家的感觉就是，哇，信了主啊，好高兴啊，哈，真的是好啊，一切都是好。
We give people the impression that once you believe.You're happy, everything will be good.
这不是主耶稣所传的福音。
This is not the gospel that the Lord Jesus tells us.
我们要把主耶稣所传的福音告诉别人。
We ought to give other people the gospel according to Jesus.
接下去我们来看这个门，这条路到底有多窄，有多小。
Then let's take a look at how.Narrow is this gate.
我们看一下路加福音第九章。
Let's go to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章十八节开始。
9 verse 18.
这是主耶稣问他的门徒说他到底是谁。
This is when the Lord Jesus asked his disciples, who is he?
他们说有人说是施洗的约翰有人说是以利亚。还有人说是古时候的一个先知又活了。耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得回答说：“是神所立的基督。”耶稣切切地嘱咐他们，不可将这事告诉人。那么这个事在路加福音，其他福音书也有记载。 当门徒认出来，只有彼得哈，彼得他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子，那么他把他认出来了。
So this is only recorded in Luke when Peter recognized that Jesus is God.
认出来之后，主耶稣马上就对他们讲了一句话。
After that, the Lord Jesus told them right away.
在二十二节，他说人子必须受许多的苦。被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。
The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
所以很多人就离开了。
So many people just left.
因为这不是他们所想的。
Because this is not what they were thinking of.
他们放弃了这个窄门。
They left his narrow gate.
接下去主耶稣就告诉他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So continue, Jesus said, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
接下去二十四节，他说，因为凡要救自己生命的必上吊生命，凡为我上吊生命的必救了生命。
Verse 24, for whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, that is the one who will save it.
然后二十五节他说，人若赚得全世界却伤了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
Verse 25, for what is a man profited if he gains the wide world and loses or forfeits himself.
这个路很小。
The road is very narrow.
不容易。
Not easy.
主耶稣告诉他们说要跟从他，然后要舍己，然后要背起十字架。
So the Lord Jesus told them they have to follow him, they have denied themselves and carry their cross.
然后他又告诉他们，他说甚至他的生命都要为主舍掉。
Then they told them, even his own life shall be sacrificed for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有走过窄门啊？不是窄门，你有没有走过那个旋转的门
？Have you ever walked through a revolving door?
那个门真的是很小哈，只有一个人可以走进去的。
So the door is very small, can only one person enter.
然后你带着很大的行李，通通都过不去的。
If you have a big luggage, you may not even be to go through it.
那些行李你必须要放下来的。
You have to put aside your luggage.
同意不同意啊
？Easy.
我有一次在一个机场，我觉得这个机场的设计，我都不知道是他的智慧呢，还是他的愚拙哈。
So I was in the airport. I don't know whether the designer of the airport is stupid or smart.
但是我后来我才发现是我自己啊。搞不清楚，因为他那个门呢、啊，就是一个旋转门，然后很窄。那我后面拖一个行李嘛。哎呀，我就在那边想了想个半天，不知道该怎么哈，带着我的行李过去。后来一个机场工作人来跑来跟我讲。他说：“我们希望你先把你的行李放在这边。
We wish you would put your luggage on this side first.
然后这个行李啊会过去。
Then this luggage will pass.
就经过我们一个检查站。
Through our examination.
他说我们这是第一站。
That's the first stop.
然后你进去之后呢，我们才检查你。
After you enter, then we examine you.
你知道这个窄门就像这个旋转门一样。”
So this narrow gate is like that revolving door.
你要把你自己很多身上的包袱，你自己身上很多东西都要放下来的。
You should put away all your personal baggage.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说，他说你要舍己。
So you need to deny yourself.
你要把你自己能够放下来。
Put away.
你过去从学世界上所学来的那些习惯风俗。
The things, the habits, the culture you learned from the world.
你通通都要放下来。
You have put them aside.
然后你要知道，你进了这个窄门、啊、走进去的人不多的。
There's not many people can enter this narrow gate.
所以很可能你会离开过去跟你常常在一起这个 buddy buddy 的那些人，你可能要跟他们不能再在一起了。
So you may have to separate from your old buddies, your close friends.
当然，我们不是说我们的就是说这个 physically 身体上跟他们分开哈。
We're not talking about we separate from body.
乃是我们心里面。要跟他们分开。
It's our, in our hearts, we should be separate from.
不过很可惜的，现在我们看到很多基督徒，他们不但他们这个不但身体没有分开，就是还是跟他们在一起。
Nowadays, not only we see the many Christians they are not separated from their friends bodily.
他们的心里也没有跟他们分开。
And their hearts are not have separate.
那么有的人呢？在这个跟他们不在一起了
Even they are not together,
但是他的心呢还是照样跟他们一样活在这个世界上
But his heart is still living like them before in this world.
这个窄门你必须要放下来
This is what you have to put aside before the narrow gate.
那么你在全世界上所赚得的这些东西也要放下来
So all the things you earn from the world have to put aside.
然后你进去之后，那条路是小的。
So once you enter, the way is narrow.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说，要天天背起他的十字架来跟随他。
So we every day we should carry our cross and follow him.
我们要知道这条路不是那么容易的。
We know this is not an easy road.
我们会受逼迫的。
We will be persecuted.
我们会有苦难。
We will have trials.
我们会有试探。
We will have temptations.
我们会有试炼。
We will have trials.
但是主耶稣他应许我们。
But the Lord Jesus promised us.
他会带我们走过。
He will carry us through.
他怎么带我们走过？
How is he going to carry us through?
他跟我们有生命上的联合。
So his life will be united with our life.
他也知道这条路是怎么走。
He knows how to walk this road.
因为他自己走过这一条路。
Because he has walked it.
所以他告诉我们。
So he told us.
他说你们当进窄门。
So enter the narrow gate.
没有其他的。
There's no other choice.
弟兄姐妹，你要想想。
So brother, sister, you need to think.
你进去了吗？
Have you entered it?
是进了窄门呢，还是进了宽大的门？
Did you enter the narrow one or the wide one?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly.
感谢你的话。
Thank you for your words.
感谢你所做的事情。
Thank you for what you have done.
我盼望我们今天听了你的道。
Wish that after we have heard your words today,
我们真的是对我们的救恩更有把握。
So we can be more confident with our salvation.
求圣灵借着你的话来照亮我们心里面黑暗的地方。
May the Spirit shine on the darkness inside of us by your words.
因为你是那一位神。
Because you are the.
你说要有光。就有光。
Because there's when you say there's light, there is light.
也让我们真的是听了你的道，让我们的生命会被改变。
So that once we heard your words, that our lives are changed.
我们的生活也能够改变。
Our everyday life will also change.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you.